In yet another celebration of the 40th anniversary of Dublin's incorporation, the city, in conjunction with Dublin Arts Collective, is sponsoring Dublin Paint Out, a plein air competition this weekend. Plein air, or outdoor, painting is the art of creating landscape images outside the studio and as nature presence. Plein air is a very old and traditional way of painting, event chair Lorraine Wells said. Virtually all landscapes painted by the old masters were painted on site, outdoors. For Dublin's Paint Out, participating artists will be spread throughout Dublin at a number of sites on Saturday and Sunday, giving passers-by the opportunity to view in-progress pieces and talk to artists about their work. Be on the lookout for artists out painting in our local streets and parks, Wells said. They could be our future Rembrandts, Van Goghs or Monets. Say hello, artists are happy to share how they are doing what they do. Judging by watercolor artist Carolyn Lord, a signature member of California Art Club, National Watercolor Society and American Women Artists, occurs Sunday at 1 p.m., with an award ceremony to follow. Participating artists pay a $20 fee, but the event is free and open to the public. All entries will be displayed at Heritage Park, 6600 Donlan Way, on Sunday, May 1, between 1 to 4 p.m. where members of the community can view the works and place their vote for the People's Choice Award. This is an opportunity for you to meet local artists and local artists to meet each other, Wells said. It all started 4 or 5 years ago when a friend and I wanted to spark more interest in plein air painting groups and Paint Pleasanton was created. The following year Paint Livermore joined in, and now the Dublin Arts Collective is giving it a try, completing our Tri-Valley Triad, she added. I can foresee a future event that combines the three paint outs into one 4 or 5 day event for the area. Visit Descartes.org/Dublin-paint-out/ for more information.